Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Doug LaRue, who is running for council in Penetanguishene. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name? What will be your age on election day? And who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? My name is Douglas LaRue. My immediate family members of support are my spouse, daughter and son-in-law, extended family and friends who I consider family, have all played a role in my political career. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? I consider our municipality to be the best in the province because it is the gateway to Georgian Bay, with a rich history, heritage and culture. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? I've had a profound interest in politics since my early 20s. The love of our town and its people have never wavered. I want to continue to be of service to our town. How much time and money should be allocated to upgrading the town dock? What is your stance on the town dock project? We need to clean up the infrastructure at the town dock, paving, without eliminating parking spaces and leaving the launching pad intact. However, we need to make changes at the aged Chamber of Commerce building. The beloved arena and curling rink are at the end of life, and in various states of disrepair. Is it worth more to pour into their upkeep or invest in a new facility? What is your stance on the facilities? It is evident that the arena and curling club are aging structures that do not meet today's standard building code and accessibility. The acquisition of federal, provincial and Simcoe County grants would enable us to construct a new community center that would comprise of an arena, curling rink, walking pad, gym, conference center, the Sports Hall of Fame. We need a building that would accommodate and be accessible to every age group in our town. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? My many years of experience in municipal politics will enable me to join any committee or board assigned to me by the new council. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of cast ballots across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? Did you know that out of the four northern municipalities in our ridings, Penetanguishene had the largest voter turnout during the last election? A concrete, honest and doable platform could surely entice more people to vote. You cannot promise taxpayers an unreasonable platform. Many of our citizens see through false promises. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? One concern that I have is that the majority of our residents are not aware of is that the arena and curling rink are not up to the building code and not accessible to everyone. The province is planning for a population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? I would proactively try to entice further industrial and commercial businesses, continue to encourage merchants on the main street with our downtown revitalization project, providing assistance with our free funding availability for storefront rehabilitation. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? Recidivism happens in every municipality. One can only hope that the new mayor will have strong representation on the police service board as well as by law reinforcement within our town. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? The infrastructure project that the municipality desperately needs at this time is the reconstruction of Harriet Street, Edward Street to Jeffrey Street, at a total cost of $655,000, with $30,000 coming from development charges, $505,000 coming from subsidy, $120,000 needed from taxation. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? Staff is in full control of the bylaws and keeps updating them as required. Once you complete your four-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? Once I complete my four-year term, I would like my legacy to be that in all my years in municipal politics, I have always had the concerns of the taxpayers at heart and did my utmost to develop strategies, goals and objectives, followed by actions that would benefit everyone. Municipal election information for Penetanguishene is available on the elections page of the town website. For Penetanguishene residents, visit voterlookup.ca, call 705-549-7453, or visit Town Hall to be sure you are on the voters list and that your information is correct. You will not receive a voter letter if your name does not appear on the voter list. In addition, any changes to your household, children who have moved away, tenants who have moved in or out, etc., should be updated through voterlookup.ca, which is maintained by MPAC. Voter letters which will include your voter ID and PIN are being sent by mail to homes during the last week of September to arrive to voters on the list the first week of October. If you don't get a letter, call, visit or email Town Hall to get one. You may need to attend in person to show ID. Voting by phone or internet opens on Tuesday, October 11, 2022 at 10 a.m. and goes until Monday, October 24, 2022 at 8 p.m. The voting website and phone number will be provided on the voter information letter.